You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Samuel chapter 9 from verse 5 to 10. When they had come to the land of Saul, Saul said to his servant who was with him, "Come, let us return, lest my father cease caring about the donkeys and become worried about us." And he said to him, "Look now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he says surely come to pass. So let us go there. Perhaps he can show us the way that we should go." Then Saul said to his servant, "But look, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread in our vessel is all gone, and there is no present to bring to the man of God. What do we have?" And the servant answered Saul again and said, "Look, I have here at hand 1/4 of a shekel of silver. I will give that to the man of God to tell us our way." Formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he spoke thus, "Come, let us go to the seer." For he who now is called a prophet was formerly called a seer. Then Saul said to his servant, "Well said, come, let us go." So they went to the city where the man of God was. This was the story of Saul and his servant looking for the donkeys of his father. And they searched everywhere, they couldn't find it. And Saul said they should return back. But the servant said, "No, let's go and inquire of a man of God." First, I want to say something to you. When you are looking for something and you can't find it, ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Can you imagine that the servant believed that they can go and ask God that they are looking for donkey, and God will show them where to find the donkey? They knew God that much that they could do that. So when you are looking for something, you can't find it, ask the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, show me, where did I put this thing? Where is it?" And I tell you, you will find it. He will actually guide you. That will tell you how much God is interested in our lives. Then secondly, I want you to note that when he suggested that they should go and see Prophet Samuel, Saul had no money. There was nothing in his hand. So he didn't want to go. It was the servant who had money. I was wondering, how can the master not have money, but the servant will have money? Now, did you know that Saul going was what brought about the fulfillment of the prophecy that had gone ahead, that he was going to reveal him to Samuel that day, and Samuel must anoint him and make him king over Israel? But all of that was made possible by a servant who had money. I was wondering how the servant will have money and his master will not have money. If I said, "I will give to the prophet," he said, "This is what I have at my own hand." God must have orchestrated it to make sure that servant was able to have access to that silver. One way or the other, he had that money in his hand. But did you notice that even though he was instrumental to leading Saul to the purpose of God, to the fulfillment of prophecy, there was nothing else that was said about the servant? That was the end. That was all this servant ever did in the Bible. We don't even know his name. But we know that if not for the silver he had in hand, Saul would probably not have gone to see Samuel that particular day. But we never heard of him. You must be careful. First, if you are a pastor, if you are a church leader, be careful that because people, God has touched people's heart to give money, to support, to sponsor, does not mean they should take over the work. You are the one that God committed ministry into your hand. And that does not also mean that you should go and be ordaining them. You want to ordain them as elders to keep them, even if they don't have grace for it. You want to ordain them as pastors, even if they don't have grace and the calling for it. This servant just faded off. There was no big deal. He had fulfilled his purpose. And those of you that God may commit resources unto you, just remember, you are a servant. You are a servant simply doing your master's bidding. Don't also try to control what you are supporting. Don't try to hijack it. Just play your role. You are to provide transportation. You are to provide fund for Saul. But you are not the one that will be ordained as king. Just play your role. The king here is Jesus. Everybody is simply playing their role in the enthronement of Jesus upon the heart of men all over the world. Please remember, you are a servant. We are all servants. Just play your role. Don't ask to be seen. Don't ask to be known. It is God who has put that silver in your hand and whom you have given it to his cause faithfully. He is the one that he will reward you. He is the one that you have served faithfully. In fact, you have just done your bidding as a servant. You have not done anything special. You have not done your bidding as a servant. It is a privilege that you can serve the Lord in that capacity. So let us learn from this experience. May the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.